Now, friends, we come back to this very marvelous third chapter of the Epistle to the Philippians. And today we put in at verse 7. Now, last time we saw that Paul gave to us the things that he could trust in and did trust in when he had confidence in the flesh. That is, he believed that his good works, his religion, his ritual, his sacrifices, everything that he did contributed to his salvation. And then he met the Lord Jesus on the Damascus Road. And what happened? A revolution took place. Listen to him describe it here. Verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Now, that is what happened on the Damascus Road. What things were gained to me, I counted them loss for Christ. Now, on that credit side of the ledger where he had been making these additions of good works and his character, his background, his religion, my, all of that seemed to add up and amount to something. And it did on the human plane. But he says, when I met Christ, it got off of the credit side and actually became a debit. I no longer trusted that. And when I met Jesus Christ, I'd hated him before. I was on the way to Damascus to persecute his followers. And now the one who was on the debit side becomes the credit side. And the only one I trust in is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, if the bookkeeping system of this country was transformed like that, it would upset the economy of the world. And it would be a revolution. A revolution took place. And actually, any conversion is a revolution. Because what things are gained become a loss. What is a loss becomes a gain. It turns you upside down, right side up, and inside out. It gets you in an altogether different position. And friends, if this hasn't happened to you, well, all I can say is it just hasn't happened. That's all. And this is what conversion is. Now, between verses 7 and 8, there is a time lapse. How long, I'm not prepared to say. But later on, Paul could say this, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things, I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Now, that was not just an experience of a moment. Actually, this matter of conversion is not a balloon ascension. And a great many people think sanctification is that you can go down to some altar, you can have some experience and see a vision, and that you're carried to the heights, and that's it. Why, my friend, may I say to you, conversion is something that stays with you. It's not for the moment. It happens in a moment, but it continues on. And sanctification is a walk. And a walk is not something you do way up in the air in a balloon ascension. A walk is right down here, day by day and moment by moment. Now he says, I have found out since I've come to Christ that the knowledge of Jesus Christ is uppermost in my thinking. And he said, I've suffered the loss of all things. All of these things I counted on. Why, I no longer count on them. And Paul says, I count now what he counted before as being so wonderful, his prized possession. He says, it's now dung. That's a strong statement. Paul says, I flush my religion down the drain. And that's what a great many folk need to do today. I remember hearing Dr. Carroll say years ago, he says, when I was converted, I lost my religion. And a great many people need to lose their religion and find Jesus Christ. As Paul did, he lost his religion. He not only lost it, why, it was for the garbage can. And he had had it on the table as being his most prized possession. This is a revolution that's taken place.